Everybody say vision. Vision. And I want to talk to you about this week. We're going to call this Vision Sunday, this part. We're going to be talking about vision really for a whole month. And we've got Pastor Ott Bosshoff, one of my favorite pastors in the world, one of God's admirals, one of God's generals, going to be with us here in just a few weeks' time. But I want to today talk to you about our story. And everybody's got a story. Is that true? Every family's got a story. You know, when you meet somebody and you're trying to get to know them, what are you trying to do? You're trying to find, what's your story? How to, you know, meet somebody maybe for the first time and you try and get to know a little bit about them. Maybe you know you're going to be each other's world and you try and get to know a person. Sharon and I were just in Perth for 3 weeks. We're meeting several of the people on Jared Keehan's team and trying to find out what their story is. Amen? And you get to know a person and you get to know their story. Well, I want to give you, if you like, today, the story of Wave Church. And so starting in Psalm 16, verse 7, it says, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I love that thought. Anybody here who's never had a night season, you're in denial. Everybody faces a night season. There are good days and there are bad days. There are good seasons and there's some challenging seasons. But I love what the writer says here in Psalms. He says, my heart instructs me in the night season. It says in Psalm 45 verse 1, my heart is overflowing with a... Okay, that was your chance to jump in. And you know, when I do that, that's your chance to just read out the next word or two. My heart is overflowing with a... A good thing. The writer of this psalm is King David. And he says, my heart overflows with a good thing. This is the guy who had some really challenging days. This is the guy that wrote the book of Psalms and talks about, why are you down, O my soul? He had some bad days. He had some of his best friends, some of the best commanders of the army turn on him and try and kill him. And yet here he writes, my heart is overflowing with a good thing. He lost a child as in birth, and yet here he writes, my heart overflows with a good thing. He committed adultery. He was an adulterer. He committed murder. He won some battles and lost some battles, and yet he writes, my heart is overflowing with a... Well, why is that? Because his heart instructs him in the night season. There are night seasons in everybody's life. Everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a valley you got to climb through. Everybody's going to have challenges in life. There are seasons. But he says, my heart overflows with a good thing. I recite my composition concerning the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. In other words, David says, my heart instructs me in the night scenes, in the season. My heart overflows with a good thing, that my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. I want to talk to you about the story of what is Wave Church. Here's a couple of thoughts I shared. They're just introductory thoughts. I've already shared this message in its entirety. But here's number one, to understand that every Christian, and I might add every church, has chapters in their life. Who can say amen to that? But remember, it's just a chapter. It's not the whole story. And here's the thing you got to do. Don't get stuck in the chapter. There might be a chapter of depression. There might be a chapter of financial challenges. There might be a chapter of health situation. There might be a chapter of a transition of a job. There might be a chapter in there with maybe in your life of heartache and a relationship breakdown. But can I tell you, every Christian has chapters. It's just a chapter. It's not the whole story. Number two, how we interpret the current chapters of our story will determine the rest of our chapters. Who's ever heard someone say, that's the story of my life? Well, you can't let a chapter define your story. And how we interpret the current chapter really determines the rest of our chapters. Come on, someone say amen. The best Christians, and can I say the best churches, listen to this, always lead beyond their current chapter. In other words, you're not letting someone hijack your story. You're not letting someone or something. You got to lead beyond your current chapter. Amen. 16 years ago, I walked on into this building, what was then called Church of the Redeemer. How many remember the men's restroom on this wall and the women's restroom on that wall? Amen. How many remember that? And I remember there were Sundays we'd give an appeal and then no one would give their life to Jesus. I mean, there was times when we plugged in the coffee pot and the foyer and we blacked out the entire foyer. There wasn't sufficient power in the foyers. How many remember those days? All right, well, this is what you do. The great Christians, great churches learn to lead beyond their current chapters. I closed my eyes. I said, Lord, I see this building filled with people. I see people getting saved. I see the church having influence. I see growth. I'm not just getting stuck here, but I'm leading beyond my... I see, Lord, that building torn down and a new facility built where there'll be restrooms when you have to go. You don't have to walk in front of the entire church to announce where you're going. And listen to this, number four. Some of the worst chapters make the best stories. Come on, someone say amen. Some of the worst chapters make the best stories. When you hear somebody overcoming something, it is a tremendous story. So every Christian, every church has a story. Don't let someone, something hijack your story. Well, Wave Church story, can I tell you, goes back more than 16 years. Last month, Sharon and I and we, Wave Church, celebrated being the, if you like, the senior pastors of Wave Church for 16 years. But before Sharon and I, there was a pastor called Wally Odom who'd been here, I think, for almost 20 years as a pastor, made it possible for us to even be here to be your pastor today. And I thank God for Wally and Gwen Odom, one of the finest Bible teachers you'll ever hear alive on planet Earth. It was called Church of the Redeemer in those days. How many remember back then in Church of the Redeemer? What we see ourselves, Sharon and I, not as the founding pastors of Wave Church, but in a sense, the refounding pastors of Wave Church. And this church goes back, I rang Seth Meisel yesterday to make sure I got it right. This church goes back even before Church of the Redeemer, before Wally Odom. Matter of fact, this church was started, Seth told me, in 1953. With 50 people meeting down on the beach. Praise the Lord. And I see Sharon and I, if you like, being the refounding. We kind of refounded. The Jewel Me came here. We just went, well, here we go. We're just going to see what the Lord does. We're going to have a crack at this and see if God turns up. And look what the Lord has done. And God's been good, hasn't he? And so we've seen amazing things in 16 years. And this is Vision Sunday. So today I want to share with you the story. Well, Vision Sunday means we need to talk about vision, right? So here's a few thoughts about vision. Number one, you have to have more vision than you do past. Amen. I mean, you ever meet some people and they're just stuck in the past? They're just stuck talking about the good old days. They're stuck talking about what happened 20 years ago, 5 years ago. Can I tell you, you've got to make sure that you have more vision than you do past. The challenge with that is, listen to this now carefully, Proverbs 23, verse 7, the New King James says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So you and I are the product of our thought life. So if all we do is keep reflecting on our past, can I tell you something? We need to make sure we got more vision in front of us than we do past. Amen? A man's life takes him toward his most predominant thought. Your life, listen to this, and as we get older, we naturally have more history than we do future. I mean, think about that. As you get older, you've got more past to reflect on, more past to recall on. If you're 70 years of age, I'm believing God you'll live to 100. But the truth of the matter is, I mean, there's only but a limited amount of time left for you to do something on planet Earth. So you've got a lot more past than you do future, but you've got to make sure you have more vision than you do past. That's why young people are usually a bit more sprightly. That's why young people are a bit more, you know, risk takers, because they don't have a lot of past. They've got a whole lot more vision than they do past. And I want to encourage everybody here, regardless of your age, to make sure that you got more vision than you do a past in Jesus' name. Amen? And so, you know, to see that young people can see the world as something to be conquered. The future, they got more future than they do a past. Can we make sure we all stay young? Can you say amen? Number two, listen to this. Just about vision. We must have a vision that is written down. I want to encourage everybody here to make sure that you have a vision for your life. And it's not just something you verbally express, but it's something that actually is written down. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. And I believe corporately, this is Vision Sunday. I want to share with you the vision of Wave Church. I want to tell you where I see us going in 2015. I'm going to announce the major theme. Last year, the major theme was people matter. Good news is people still matter in 2015. But the idea is every year we put an emphasis on a year that I believe the Lord wants us to focus on. I'll talk about that in just a little bit. But here we go. A vision that is written down both corporately and individually. Amen. You've got to have a personal vision, but you've got to be connected to a bigger vision. And so here's the Wave Church vision statement. It's really simple. We're going to put it up on the screen in case you didn't know it. A growing church. We are a church. We're not an institution. We're not an organization. We are a church. And I believe God wants us to grow. And not all growth is necessarily good. You got a growth coming out the side of your neck. You need to cut that off so the growth goes in the right direction. You got flowers, you want to make sure that the flower bud, all the energy and the sustenance goes to the stem that you want growing rather than a stem that's dead. You cut off the dead stem so that the growth goes in the right direction. A growing, not just numerically, that's part of it, but a growing in the sense of every year of your life is progressing. Amen. A growing church that is in love with life, with God, life and people, changing their world one life at a time. Anybody kind of say amen to that? We love God, we love life, and we love people. Some Christians are really good at loving God, but not much good at loving life. Some people are really good at loving life, but not loving people. But we want to make sure we love God, we love life, and we love people. Amen. And so here is what we call the overarching goal of Wave Church. I really do pray that leaders and volunteers understand that our vision is that and what the overarching goal. How do we know if we're achieving that? Well, this is the simple thought, to see more healthy people planted in God's house. That does not mean we don't go after people who are not healthy and we only want to attract healthy people. We go after everybody, but we're committed for us getting healthy. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. Amen. So it's not an elitist thing. It's not just about being, you know, perfectionist. It's about just a more healthy people planted in the house of God. When you get planted in the house of God, you get healthy. Amen. So how do we know if any department, any ministry, any mission, any vision of Wave Church is being successful? Are there more people getting planted in the house of God? Come on, someone say amen. And so I'll share more about that next week. But that's the corporate vision of Wave Church. But can I tell you that I as an individual, even though I'm the pastor of Wave Church, still have not just the vision of what is Wave Church, but I've got a vision for my own life. And it is written down. I think about this. I know why I was born. God said to me, Steve, you were born to get heaven to party. Every time one person gets saved, the Bible says heaven rejoices. That's why God put me on planet Earth. I love to see people find Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Amen. And of course, if God's called me to be the pastor of Wave Church, that's the purpose of Wave Church as well, is to see people born into the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. But I also don't just know why I was born. I've got a family mission statement. Sharon and I, before we ever had children, used to pray for our children. Before any of them was ever conceived, God, help us to have wisdom, to be great parents. Lord, let our children be mighty. Let them do great things for you. And we had a parenting mission statement. And this was what it was, that our children would love God's house. Regardless of whatever profession, whatever vocation, it didn't matter to us what it was, but what we did pray was they would love God's house. Because if you love the house of God and you plant it in the house of God, you'll flourish. Josh, for many years, thought he'd be a professional footballer. Alyssa, I thought, could have easily been a ballerina. She used to love doing ballet and dancing. But it didn't matter to me what they did. What mattered to me was they love the house of God. It's a parenting mission statement. Write the vision down. Praise the Lord. Thank you for the underwhelming response of that. It's going to help somebody here. Now we've got a new one. It's like, okay, we're looking forward to the grandparent season. Praise God. Oh, man, I'm excited about that. This little baby isn't born yet, but that baby has more clothes than it will have size of its body. I'm telling you. Sharon has been shopping like nobody else. And I'm laughing because she wants to buy all these cute little clothes. I'm walking into the toy store. This boy's name, his name's Jax. I said, Jax needs a drone. Come on. And all the dads said, amen. Oh, I like that. You know, and for me, it's generational. It's a family mission statement. And, you know, in finances, to be generous to the house of God, that's a mission statement, a vision statement that's written down, that we would always be generous to the house of God, that we'd always be tithers, we'd always be giving to the mission and vision of God's house. Come on, so it's written down. Every time we look at our finances, we prioritize our finances to be generous to the house of God. We want to leave an inheritance for our children. It's written down. We actually want to make sure that we're going to be debt-free by the time we retire our house. It's written down. We've written down the vision. Come on, someone say amen. Listen to it. You've got to have more vision than you do a past, and you've got to have a written down vision. I want to make sure I'm able to financially afford to retire at the age of 65. It's written down. There's a strategy how to get me there. I'm not saying I will retire, but I want to make sure I can at least afford to. The reason why a lot of churches stop growing and go into decline is God's called a new leader to be raised up, but the old leader doesn't have enough finances to retire, and he keeps pastoring a church long beyond his time, but he can't afford to give it up. I want to at least be able to afford to be able to do that, and I've still got it, but if I don't, I want to be a dad to all the Wave Church that God's called us to be around the world, to be answering and to be a dad to all the different ministries that God's called us to give birth to. Amen. It's written down. You know, and so I want to be a dad globally. Do you have a written down vision for your life, for your parenting, for your finances? And listen to this. Number three, we're talking about vision. Vision Sunday. We want to share with you the story of Wave Church. You've got to wear the restraint of that vision. Amen. This is going to help us to understand how to do life well. And the Proverbs 29 verse 18, where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. So you've got to wear the restraint of the vision. I thank God for all the great churches that are here in the United States and around the world. I thank God for all the great things that God's called the church to do. But Wave Church has its vision. And I thank God. Some people say, oh, Pastor, did you hear what's happening over here in Ohio? Did you hear what God's doing over there? And that's awesome. But that's the vision for that house. We've got to wear the restraint of the vision of this house. Amen. So if I hear a church is doing something that's great, that can help, we can add to what we're doing, that helps us take us in line to who God's called us to be, we'll add that into who we are. But we're not every year coming up with a new vision. If you've ever been a part of a church where every year, one year it's going to be the vision's this, and another year the vision's this, and another year the vision's that, that's a church that doesn't know where it's going. The same thing's true about a Christian. If you're going from one job to another, from one mission to another vision, you really don't have a vision that actually wears the restraint of your vision. Come on, someone say amen. Believe in God to get out of debt. You don't keep getting in more debt when you wear the restraint of your vision. If you got to believe God, you can believe God to lose weight. Come on. Then you wear the restraint of the vision. You're careful what you eat. Sometimes you have to be careful who you eat with. No, I'm serious. Because you're wearing the restraint of the vision. Come on, turn to the person next to you and say, he's talking to me, not you. It's all good. Relax. So here's our journey. Our journey over the last 16 years, by God's grace, and I think this is wonderful today, we're talking to all of our campuses as we do on the first Sunday of the month, but it's Vision Sunday. By the grace of God, we now have 7 campuses. Los Angeles today is having its very first Sunday in Hermosa Beach on a Sunday morning. We started last year, and the first 3 weeks we were so big and so popular, we were kicked out of our venue, and we've been, you know, put in a smaller building that actually is at 4 p.m. And let me tell you, you want to talk about a kick in the teeth, your heart instructs you in the night season. It's just a chapter. It won't be the whole story, but we had to endure a 4 p.m. venue. But by the grace of God, we're now in Hermosa Beach on a Sunday morning, Pacific Coast Highway, having multiple services. Praise God. 7 campuses. We own 31 acres here at Seaboard Road, 21 acres here at Great Neck. We own another 26 acres in Wilson. That's a total of 78 acres of land. Rented facilities in Greenville. Boy, what a great facility they have. We own our Wilson campus, and we have Richmond, and we have Norfolk, and we have Los Angeles, and we're believing God for some significant breakthroughs this year for Norfolk and for Richmond in their facilities. You can say amen to that. It's exciting, isn't it? You know, our first year as the pastors of Wave Church is when we arrived in January of 1999. Our second year, we set out the goal to pay off the debt on Seaboard Road property. In our third year, you know, we were believing God to be able to buy this property, the church that was here, from the Assemblies of God. We're not an Assemblies of God church. We're an interdenominational church, but we bought that property from the Assemblies of God. That was a miracle in and of itself. And then our fourth year, we did a bit of a makeover because the building needed some work. And then the fifth year, we purchased 7 acres of land here on Great Neck Road. On the sixth year, we opened our epicenter. In the seventh year, we purchased that half acre out the front. I remember the old guy that lived there that used to put out his laundry on a clothesline, and his underpants would all be hanging out for all to see. How many remember that? And I went to Seth Mizell and I said, Seth, I would like to personally, out of my own personal finances, not the church, I want to buy that man. I want to bless him with a dryer, a drying machine, so he doesn't need to hang out his underpants for all to see. But this man wouldn't have a bar of it. He decided he's going to keep hanging out his undies, praise the Lord. And so eventually we were able to purchase that property when he went to be with Jesus, praise the Lord. For $425,000, I might add, for a little half acre. We have 21 acres here. We've been offered $1 million for an acre of land, and we're not selling any land here. I don't know what the real value is. All we know is our balance sheet value of what we paid for it all is. But let me tell you, the Lord has been good to Wave Church. You can just say amen to that. And then, of course, our eighth year, we paid cash for the epicenter, a $4 million building, debt-free on that. Our ninth year, we started construction on this building, Wave Convention Center. Our 10th year, we opened Wave Convention Center. That was 2008. Does anybody remember 2008? That was the harshest time of the global financial crisis. And by the grace of God, we have never seen the income of Wave Church go backwards. We've only ever seen the church go forwards. Not as fast as maybe as it used to have done, but by the grace of God, we made a decision. We're not joining the recession. We are connected to Jehovah Jireh. Our God is good, in the name of Jesus. Our 11th year, listen to this. We paid cash for 400 additional parking spaces worth over $1 million. Our 12th year, we raised money to build Seaboard Road. In our 13th year, we started construction on Seaboard Road. Our 14th year, we opened Seaboard Road. We're talking the Seaboard Road this morning with multiple services, completely debt-free today by the grace of God. All its land, all its building. Come on, God, that's our story. Our 15th year, we reduced our debt by $1 million. We had the bank manager come in here and gave him a check for $1 million to reduce the debt that is on Wave Convention Center. Our 16th year, listen to this, we set a goal to actually, you know, reduce the net debt by $4 to $6 million. And here's the good news, we're already halfway there to reducing the net debt of Wave Church. How many think the Lord is good? Everything we've ever said we're going to do, we've done. We're just little old Wave Church. Isn't that amazing? And I say all that to help you, because we've always had a written down vision, and we're wearing the restraints of that vision, and you got to make sure you have more vision than you do past. Amen? And you got to understand, listen, I come on. Sharon, 16 years ago, said to me, honey, I've got it in my heart to build a, to have a transition home, to help women get back on their feet. And for 16 years, before Beach Care was ever started, before Wave City Care was ever there, and we've talked about it for 16 years. Habakkuk 2, verse 3, listen. It says, "For though the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry." For 16 years, this beautiful lady sitting on the front row has had in her heart to buy some house and some land to make available a transition home to help women. Well, here's the good news. We've been talking about it, we've waited for it, but just at the end of last year, a business person in our church said, "Pastor, I've got it in my heart to provide the finances. I want you to go and buy the house, the apartment, the property, the facility." And let me tell you something, it would never have happened if we didn't declare it. Faith and patience. Come on, God is good. Everything we've ever said we're going to done, you've seen it happen. That's our story. That's a great story. It's a story of credibility, of integrity, not perfection. Come on, someone say amen. And you know, we were able to buy 13 acres and then 7 acres and then half an acre and then pay off the debt on Seaboard Road and build buildings and pay $1 million cash and pay off the epicenter. Man, God's been good to us. God's been good to us. And you know, I was thinking and praying about what are the, you know, for these next 15, these next 16 years, what is the dream? I'll talk more about it next week, but let me give you a little bit of an indication. There are 5 things that I felt the Lord told me I'm to devote the rest of my life as the pastor of Wave Church and the rest of my energy for the next 15 to 16 years. I got more vision than 15 to 16 years. I'm just about the next 15 years. You with me here? Because we're thinking about now the last 15, 16 years, looking forwards, and it's called the Big 5. And it's like I was in Africa and I love going to Africa. I love being out with some of the guys there and doing a bit of hunting, and they have the Big 5. You got to take down the Big 5. I felt the Lord give me the Big 5 for what I believe is called Wave Church. Number one, it's Wave Church. And that is, by the grace of God, we've helped plant churches. I don't know if you know this, in Tampa Bay, Florida. In Ohio, with Greg and Lisa Phelps in Tampa Bay, Jason and Heidi DeVerna in Ohio, San Francisco, Teddy and Genesis Allen, West Virginia, a church in a town of 18,000 people that has 1,000 people on Sunday morning with Pastor Kevin Green called The Living Room. I think God's been good. And not only that, Great Neck Road here, Seaboard Road here, and now not only that, but all the Wave churches in Los Angeles and Norfolk and Richmond and Wilson and Greenville, those churches have been adopted into the Wave family. We've planted and done great things. Seaboard Road, oh, there's more to come. I tell you, I'm stirred. I'm stirred for Europe. I'm stirred for South America. I'm stirred for more. I know that we will pastor a church and we will have a church in New York City. I've got no doubt about it. None whatsoever. It will come. Won't be me, but it'll be Wave Church. You with me here? I'm devoting the rest of my life right here. And out of here, we're going to raise up leaders and sons and daughters who are going to shake the nations for the glory of God in Jesus' name. Amen. So that's Wave Church. And you know, Wave City Care. And I love Wave City Care. We're going to have a Wave City Care in every place and every service and every campus of Wave Church in Wilson and Greenville. And they will be reaching and engaging the needs of those communities. Praise God. Wave Leadership College. Right now, we're currently seeking partnerships with other accredited colleges for a bachelor's program. We already have an accredited college here, right here, Wave Leadership College, with a 2-year program, but I want to take it to a 4-year program. We got colleges talking to us right now about bachelor programs. Wave TV, without a doubt, God's called us to be on television. Trust me, if it was just purely practical numbers and finances, the amount of effort and energy and time and staff and resource and assets it takes to be on TV, if God didn't tell me to do it, I would never have done it. But I know the Lord's called us to be on TV right here locally, CBS. And then beyond that, in our national footprint, this year, by the grace of God, we're on national cable television. We're also on international cable television. And then after we worked out all those deals, our media buyer rang me up and said, Steve, there's this amazing opportunity in the continent of Africa. And he said, for four channels across the continent in Africa, and I think in the Middle East and as well in England. He goes, and it's an amazing deal. There's this opportunity to get a grandfather clause, if you want it, for $230 a week to be in four different channels in the continent of Africa. And I said, now you understand, you've got to wear the restraint of your vision. So Josh Kicker and I had already sat down and gone through the allocation of funds. And it's not as if we couldn't afford $230 a week, but we'd already worked it all out. This was like something came out of left field. So I was like, yeah, you know, I think we're going to need to pass on that one because we've already put so much attention and effort and focus to where we've done. We've sealed it. And one of our business guys said, Pastor, he goes, this is too good an opportunity. He goes, I'm going to pay for it every week for 12 months and has already written the check for it. And he goes, I know you. I know what you're thinking. Is this going to mean that I'll give less to the foundation? He goes, no, this is on top of what I'll give to the foundation. God's good. When you got a vision, it's amazing how things come to you. It's amazing how God opened doors. But if it's not written down, can I tell you, it can't come to pass. God tells us to write it down. Am I helping anybody today? Amen. So that's Wave TV. We've got Wave Conference, and here, Wave Women Devoted Conference is coming up. I hope you're all registered. Jess Knopper, have you registered? You have. Laurie Young, have you registered? I caught out a couple of girls this morning. Peggy Harris, have you registered? Margaret Cameron. Oh, come on. I got Jen. Have you? Come on. Really? Sarah? Gay? Come on. Have you, Christy? Oh, I'm trying to find someone who hasn't. All right. No pressure now. Have you registered? Have you? You have? All right. Just checking. Bill, have you registered? Oh, you're not a girl. Sorry. I want to encourage everybody here who is a woman to register to be a devoted conference. How many love what Sharon's doing with the women? Amen. I sneak in on one of the nights. It's the night that they do the Women's Foundation and they do so many great things. And I'm not a crier, but I cry every time I walk into that meeting and see what God's doing. To Wave Conference, I want churches to come and pastors to come to Wave Conference and learn another way of doing church that brings growth and blessing to the house of God. These are the five things I believe the Lord's called us to do as a church. Are you receiving this? Wave Publishing is another one. And, you know, think about that. Our worship songs that can go out for around the world. Our resource, the books that God's called us to write, the curriculum that we're writing. And so many different aspects of who God's called us to be. And let me say this to you. Listen to me. I started deliberately with a story. And I said, some of the worst chapters make the best stories. I said, every person has chapters, but it's just a chapter. It's not the whole story. We've not been without challenges. There is no perfect story. Come on, someone say amen. You know, not without loss and disappointments. We closed down two campuses, one in the Outer Banks and another one in Peninsula. We will start them again when we get the right leaders that will wear the restraint of the vision of Wave Church. Then we'll start them again. So it's not without challenges, not without disappointments. Can I say to you like this? In other words, there's been challenges, there's been some disappointments, but we're just continuing to do what God's called us to do. We had the enemy throw everything he can at our worship team and at our youth team. And here they are today, stronger than they've ever been. Can I tell you something? Not without challenges, but we didn't let that be, oh dear, oh me, oh my. No, we're not letting something or someone hijack the story. Listen, there's been challenges. There's been some, if you like, there's some challenges on team. We've had some difficult transitions on team. And we've had some wonderful additions to the team. But can I tell you, we all have a story to tell, and our heart instructs us in the night season. You're not saying, oh, I'm giving up. Oh, God, where's the vision? Where's that? No. God, I thank you. We're going to walk through the valley and the shadow of death. And if by anything we've given an example of how to keep your head high, your shoulders back, your eyes focused on the future, we're not camping in the valley. There's been challenges, but we all got a story. Come on, give the Lord a hand if you're receiving the word. We got to make sure we learn from our failures as well as our successes. So let me talk to you real quick in the last just moment I have in this service. What do I see Wave Church looking like in 2015? And can I tell you something? This is the theme for 2015. And this is the theme, very carefully. Singers, musicians, come on back. This is the thought. That, you know, last year we talked about people matter. They still matter. That's the good news. Everybody understand that now? We're not saying people don't matter this year. All right? But the thing I really felt like is that the theme for 2015 is a praying church. Now, we've always believed in prayer, and we are a church that prays, but I want to put an emphasis on prayer like never before in 2015. We're going to lean into heaven, and we're going to lean into God like never before. I know Wilson Campus, and I think maybe Greenville, have already done like a 20-day fast, and I'm going to announce now for the rest of us, we're going to do that. We're going to do a 21-day fast. Now, some of you are freaking out, going, are you telling me we can't eat for 21 days? No, no, but we will do a 21-day fast. For some people, you might want to fast getting off social media, instant sham and Twitter litter. For some people, your fast might just be from junk food or whatever it is, fasting from the internet. I don't know, but we're going to make sure. And then throughout the course of the year, we're also going to take another two times. We're going to do a 7-day prayer and fasting. And we're going to lean into heaven. And this is the thought for 2015, a praying church. Come on, depending on God. Someone say amen to that. And so, here's what I see for 2015. I want you to hear it now. Praise the Lord. I want everybody to catch this. Every campus, Seaboard Road, I want Los Angeles. This is Wave Church, mission and vision. This is what I see for the next, for this year and into our future. I want you, we're going to keep reaching the lost. Someone say amen. We're going to keep populating heaven. We're going to keep seeing people restore and get restored vision. People experiencing heaven on earth. Jesus said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're going to bring heaven to earth in Jesus' name. People aren't just going to wait till they get to heaven, but they're going to experience heaven right here on earth. We're going to see people, when we reach the lost, their vision's going to get restored. A better day, a brighter day, finding out their purpose and their destiny, releasing people into their God-given purpose, plundering hell, giving the devil hell, as we all find our God-given purpose and destiny, revealing God's bride, the local church, as a beautiful bride to a lost and broken world, sweeping people into the kingdom, reaching all generations, not just a youth church, not just an older person's church, not just a worshiping church, not just a faith church, not just a wave church, not just a generation, but every generation, from the womb to the tomb, from the cradle to the grave, every person. We want to reach every color, every diversity, every ethnicity. Come on, we want to make sure that we're reaching all generations. A church that is united in mission, in its purpose and its vision, bringing heaven to earth through powerful praise and worship, bringing God's power into people's lives, seeing sicknesses healed, the power of God touching people's lives, powerful and relevant and practical teaching, preaching the word of God that builds people's lives to stand strong in their God-given destiny, ministering to all people, listen to this, the needs of their spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, which is to do with their salvation. Soul, which is to do with the mind, the will, and the emotions. Their body, which might know health and wholeness. Come on, we want to make sure we're speaking to every aspect of an individual's life, being an example to the greater church body and how a local church can transform its city and its community, showing love and grace and forgiveness, seeing people baptized in water and in the Holy Spirit, giving them all of the Word of God, making it available for them to live a Spirit-filled, empowered life, never compromising the Word of God or confusing cultural holiness for biblical holiness. I want to say that one again. Never compromising and watering down the Word of God where we confuse cultural holiness with biblical holiness. Come on, somebody say amen. A people whose minds are being renewed to His Word. A church whose focus is to the global world that God has called us to reach and go into all the world and preach the gospel. Anointed to do good works. Adopting orphans, helping the widows, giving practical as well as spiritual solutions to the world in which we're called to influence. I still believe the church is the hope of the world. And that, my friend, is Wave Church vision for 2015.